Upper Lake and the Santa Ynez Band of Mission Indians. Additionally, we will be holding hearings on the new tribal state compacts between the state of California and the Big Valley Band of Pomo Indians, the Michupta Indian Tribe of Chico Rancheria, the Pascal Band of Mission Indians, the Torres Martinez Band of Desert Cahuilla Indians, and the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure, the established policy allows for the informational hearing on the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken here today. For planning purposes, we will begin with the Big Valley, followed by Upper Lake, Michupta, San Pascal, Santa Ynez, Torres Martinez, and finally, 29 Palms. I think there must have been a lottery or something on that. Let me thank all the witnesses for being here and remind you that our floor session is at 10 a.m. this morning to keep your statements concise. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there'll be an opportunity for public comment. Let's begin with Big Valley. Joe, if you want to take this opportunity to discuss what provisions all of the compacts share so we can save that time, that would be very good, actually. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman and Senators. Thank you. I know we have a full agenda, so let me just touch on the high points of all seven. We have seven compacts, two amended compacts. The amended compact for Santa Ynez Band of Chumash provides for an off-track wagering component appendix to their compact. The appendix or the amendment to Habamatel Pomo of Upper Lake addresses the issue of workers' comp, consistent with what we've done recently, providing the tribe with an option. It also addresses the tribal labor relations ordinance in a way that's consistent with recent compacts. There are five complete compacts that are before the committee today. One involves a tribe that doesn't have any current gaming operation. That's the Michupta Band in Chico. Consistent with recent compacts involving tribes in that circumstance, it allows them to defer payments to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Tribal Nation Grant Fund for 7 years to allow them to address the issues of debt and get their programs up and running. It also provides the same kinds of provisions with regard to environmental mitigation to ensure that before a project commences, they have an agreement in place with Butte County to address mitigation based on a determination of what the off-reservation impacts are. And once they are up and running, it provides for the kinds of mutually beneficial investments in the community through a credit framework that I think benefits the tribe and also the community. There are four others with current gaming operations, two larger facilities, San Pascual and San Diego County. You'll see the economic provisions of those compacts reflect the circumstances of each of those tribes, San Pascual and 29 Palms. We can talk about those in detail if you have any questions. And finally, with regard to the remaining two, Torres Martinez, Riverside, and Imperial County, a revenue-sharing trust fund eligible tribe. The compact allows them to grow to 1,200 without having to make any payments to the revenue-sharing trust fund and Tribal Nation Grant Fund. And then to Big Valley from Lake County, also a tribe that's been gaming for some time. And I think that this compact allows them to grow. It actually, I think, would reduce the payment obligations, but it fairly reflects the kind of professional work that they have done and that we're committed to supporting. So with that, that's my summary. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon.
Hi, thank you. My name is Carla Rodriguez, and I'm from the Big Valley Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians. I am their elected tribal treasurer for the tribal council. And I'm here today just to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to be able to come and speak and answer any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you very much. Mr. Gribben.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Gribben. I represent Unite Here, the Hotel and Casino Workers Union. We will be supporting all of the compacts today with great gusto, but just wanted to start out with the fact that I suspect that this is going to be the last GO hearing on compacts today and this afternoon in the, on the Assembly side. And over the last 5-6 years, under the leadership of Mr. Dillon, and of course the governor of California, Jerry Brown, some great strides have been made. The last point I want to make is that over the years, a number of tribes, as a result of the state over a number of administrations, working with the union and the tribes and the community, et cetera, where tribes are located, between the Yochadihe Band, Winton Indians, United Auburn Indian Community, the Pala Band of Mission Indians, the Grayton Rancheria up in Rona Park, the Litton Band of Pomo Indians, and the Hamul Tribe. On all of these casinos, workers have been able to organize. The tribes have been risen up out of poverty, while the workers have as well, and it's been an absolutely positive, great thing for the tribes, for the community, for the workers and their families. And we are extremely pleased about all the work that's been done over the years, and in particular, what this administration has done. So we're under the leadership of Joe Dillon. So we're here today to support all of the compacts up for ratification. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions from the members? Mr. Dillon, I have one. Can you discuss why there are no payments required into the RSTF or the TNGF funds, and how does that compare to other recent compacts that we've done?
Yes, sir. Thank you for the question. One of our objectives as we started this round of negotiations was to ensure that the revenue sharing trust fund was fully solvent and that the Tribal Nation Grant Fund was in a place where it could make meaningful, positive impacts on tribal communities. We did that largely by, and we wanted to do that in a way that was fair to the tribes that contribute. So the larger tribes pay more into those funds. I think the tribes that are smaller, we believe, deserve to keep the majority of the revenue that they generate from gaming for their own programs and for their own membership. We set the line at 1,200. We've done that in some of our recent compacts, including last year with Tule River and Kashan, and this just continues that.
Thank you very much. Okay, at this time we're going to move to public comment. Anybody wishing to comment publicly on?
Susan Jensen on behalf of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association in support.
Thank you.
Shane Gusman on behalf of the Teamsters in support.
Shane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Mitch Steiger with the California Labor Federation also in support.
Mitch. Anybody opposed to this? Nope. Okay, great. Fantastic. Well done. Bring greetings back home. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll bring up now the Habimental. Habimental. Do I have it? Joe, I think you've...
Yes, sir.
Already done your job.
I think the chairwoman, I think.
Chairwoman?
Good morning, honorable chairman and committee members. Thank you for allowing me here today just to provide our thanks and gratitude to the state to work cooperatively with us to amend our gaming compact from 2011. My tribe, the Habimatol Pomo of Upper Lake Tribe, resides in the area of Lake County, specifically in Upper Lake, which has recently, as you know, been decimated by fires. And we are very, very fortunate that our casino is still standing today. I'm here to represent my tribe as well as two other executive council members that sit in the audience, Tracy Trepa, who is the vice chair, and Kathleen Trepa, who is the treasurer. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me, but I just want to tell you how committed we are to our community. We provide 150 jobs with this casino. We were able to afford to pay full payroll through the fires and through the evacuations to those employees as well as other employees in the area that that we employ through other businesses.
Fantastic. Jack, you're good?
We're good. Long relationship with the tribal chairwoman in particular, who reminded me that we met at the Hilton Hotel in San Francisco about 10 years ago in a monsoon. Yes, we support.
Fantastic. Public comment.
So
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Shane Gusman on behalf of the Teamsters in support.
Chris Lindstrom on behalf of the California Tribal Business Alliance in support.
Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation also in support.
Okay. That would be that. Chairwoman Trepa, thank you very much for being here today. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Thank you.
Okay, next up, the Machupta Indian Tribe of Chico Rancheria. There he is. Chairman. Hello, Mr. Chairman. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Honorable Committee, it's an honor to be here. What's for breakfast? I just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here. This is our first compact. We're excited to. It's been a long, long battle to get here, and we're here, and we want to move forward with this. Like Ms. Trepa, Madam Trepa says, we always wanted to work well within our community. We're located about 100 miles north of here in Chico, and it's located where Chico State is. So what we've been fighting for is to help the community in any way that we can in support of any economic development. So we're definitely working that route, and also to do what's best for our tribal members, our elders, and our kids. I want to make sure they get that education they deserve and keep them on the right track in good health and in good spirit.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scriven, same.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we support.
Very good. Public comment. Oh, go ahead. Senator Gaines?
This is right time.
We're going to get public comment in first. How about we do that? Public comment?
Shane Gusman on behalf of the Teamsters in support.
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation also in support.
Senator Gaines?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to take a moment. We had an opportunity to meet yesterday,
correct,
and I was just amazed at the how you've persevered over a very long period of time. And I'm just happy to hear that you've been able to move forward and, with a compact. And it's an interesting challenge when you look at a tribe is trying to get their first compact and the challenges that were before them, and like, how do you even pay for the legal bills? And I believe you were recognized in 92.
That's 92, correct?
92, yeah. And so from 1992 to today, it's been a long effort. So I commend you for it and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming this
All
morning.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, now we have the Tribal Gaming Compact between the State of California and San Pascal Band of Mission Indians. Good morning.
Good morning,
please
Chairman
proceed.
Dunn.
How are you this morning?
Senators of the committee, my name is Joe Navarro. I'm a tribal member of San Pascual and the elected president and chief executive officer of the tribe's gaming corporation. I'd like to read a very brief statement, single page. First, I'd like to thank Joe Dillon, Sarah Drake, and Jennifer Henderson and their entire team for the professionalism and collaboration working towards a compact that is fair to all interested parties, including the state and our local communities. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Regarding San Pascual, we're a reservation located in the hills of northern San Diego County with a within the community of Valley Center. We're a tribe of approximately 183 members, 75% of whom are over the age of 55. We are centrally located in the highly competitive Southern California tribal gaming market. Our new compact provisions will allow the San Pascual tribe to continue providing for its members and benefit the local communities through the contributions of our fire, police, education, water, and environmental department. We're excited about the stability of the new compact provides for our future and the future of our community at large. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Grebman, you're good?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we support.
All right, thank you very much. Can we have public comment, please?
Shane Gussman on behalf of the Teamsters, also in support.
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Chris Lindstrom on behalf of the Paula Band of Mission Indians in support.
Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation, also in support.
Any member comments or questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Navarro. I appreciate you being here today. At this time, we'd like to bring up the San Ynez Band of Mission Indians, please. Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Pleasure. Well, good morning, Chairman Dodd, members of the committee. My name is Kenneth Kahn. I'm the chairman of the San Ynez Band of Chumash Indians. When we negotiated our new compact, gaming compact, in 2015, we left in a placeholder for a future off-track wagering compact, also called an OTB compact. Since that time, other new and renegotiated gaming compacts have included OTB compacts as amendments to their Class 3 gaming compacts. Today, we ask you to ratify the first amendment to the Chumash Class 3 gaming compact. It adds Appendix E to the Chumash Tribal State Gaming Compact to permit off-track wagering on horse races at satellite wagering facilities on the San Ynez Chumash Indian Reservation. Such amendment does not change any other substantive terms, such as term or number of permitted Class 3 gaming devices. Thank you for your support of AB 3262 to ratify this first amendment to the state gaming compact between the tribe and the state of California. And thank you to Joe and the staff. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and members, Unite Here supported the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians compact in 2015, and we support it again today.
Fantastic. Public comment, please.
Shane Gussman on behalf of the Teamsters in support.
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation, also in support.
Chris Lindstrom, California Tribal Business Alliance, in support.
Any questions or comments? Actually, I had one question. Mr. Dillon, can you describe the role of the California Horse Racing Board in this type of operation wagering facility and how that might provide some ideas for other types of sports wagering in the future?
Yes, sir. So the facility will be within the existing casino that the tribe operates. The tribe will essentially provide space, which is an amenity to their patrons, which generates revenue for the tribe and the tribal government. The actual operation is going to be overseen by the regulator that regulates all of the other satellite wagering facilities within the state of California. So it's essentially taking state law, making certain amendments that are appropriate. So, for instance, the revenue that would otherwise go to the county would go to the tribe. But with regard to the manner in which the players engage in gaming, the way the money goes to support the same kinds of activities that are supported by funds bet in other facilities, it's the same mechanism. So it's a very parallel approach to just incorporate a new form of Class 3 gaming in this facility.
Perfect. Anybody else? Mr. Chairman, your work here is done. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you all.
And thanks, Chairman. Yes, sir.
Okay, now the Torres Martinez Band of Desert Coahuila Indians. Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Mia Nguyen, good morning, Mr. Chairman. Committee members, thank you for allowing me to speak this morning before you. My name is Thomas Tortez, Jr. I'm the chairman for the Torres Martinez Desert Coahuila Indians. The Torres Martinez Reservation was created in 1876 by President Grant, and in 1891, the government gave an additional 14,000 acres to the tribe, and it's located in Riverside and Imperial County. Today, we are urging that the committee to approve our recently negotiated tribal-state compact. At present, the tribe only operates 349 devices in our Red Earth Casino, located in Imperial County, which is adjacent to the Salton Sea. Our new compact will increase the number of Class 3 machines that we may operate 1,200 devices. Our plans are to construct a second larger gaming facility in Riverside County near the city of Thermal. This new facility will be located much closer to population centers and anticipate the revenues will significantly increase. We hope that we currently have a critical shortage of housing and reservation employment opportunities are scarce. So on the reservation, employment is critical to our membership. We anticipate that this new gaming facility will generate jobs not only for our tribal membership, but the surrounding cities of Thermal, Coachella, Indio, and the Coachella Valley. We have worked closely with these communities and have always supported our efforts. They have always supported our efforts to open a new gaming facility. Many generations of our people have only known nothing but poverty, but today we have great hope that this hearing was a step forward in changing that. So for nearly 700 members of our tribe, this new compact represents our opportunity for a better future and for critical government services such as education and healthcare. So in summary, it is our sincerest hope that you will support the approval of the new Torres Martinez Tribal State Compact and the hope that it represents for our tribe. Again, thank you for allowing me to speak to you this morning, and please let me know if there are any questions or that I may answer. So again, I would like to thank the compact team that we had put together, our attorney Gene Madrigal, our elder that we had Mary Bilardo, our consultant Andrew Miranda, and of course, last but not least, Mr. Joel Dillon for making this happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman and members, Jack Ribbon Unite here. Yes, we support.
Public comment.
Shane Gussman on behalf of the Teamsters, also in support.
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation, also in support.
And Chris Lindstrom, California Tribal Business Alliance in support.
Any members have any comments? That would appear to do it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians.
Hi, Steve, how are you? Good to see you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Steve Gralla. I'm the tribe's chief financial officer and the elected delegate to the Compacted Tribe Steering Committee. I was helping the tribe negotiate the compact with Joe and Sarah and Jennifer, and we did a good job. They did a good job, and the tribe wants to thank everyone, Joe, for allowing to have some certainty over the next 25 years of what the plan is as far as gaming, so the tribe can continue to expand its economic diversification, continue to employ 700 people and their families. Also continue their charitable endeavors in their local communities and also support their local communities and be good, I don't want to say corporate citizens, but tribal citizens in their communities.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Jack Ribbon with Unite here, and we support this compact amendment.
Fantastic. Public comment, please.
Shane Gussman on behalf of the Teamsters in support.
Susan Jensen on behalf of CNIGA in support.
Mitch Steiger with California Labor Federation, also in support.
Thank you very much, members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Support the compact. I actually wanted to take a moment just to thank you, Mr. Dillon. This should be a nonpartisan process, and it has, and you and your staff carry yourself quite well, and everybody, and sometimes these things get contentious, everybody has nothing but great things to say about you, and so just on our side of the aisle, we just want to thank you for all your diligent work through the years.
Well, thank you, Senator. That means a lot. I just want to acknowledge the support that I get from all of your staff. I always learn something from them every time I talk to them. And a couple of the tribal leaders have mentioned the support that we get from the Attorney General's office. Without Sarah Drake, Michelle Lair, Jennifer Henderson, the paralegals and support staff there, we couldn't get these things done in a way that we can all be proud of. So thank you, and I just want to acknowledge them as well.
Hi, Ms. Grala. Thank you very much, sir. That concludes this hearing. I did want to take the opportunity to have the last word on Mr. Dillon. Whether or not this is really your last meeting or not, it will certainly be your last meeting of this year. It has been unbelievable to be able to work with you. And I know that I'm speaking on behalf of my fellow committee members and staff members. It has been unparalleled. Thank you very much for your great work on behalf of the governor and this committee.
Well, thank you, Chairman.
Jack Ribbon, and we support.
All right, that concludes this meeting.